Welcome back, family. This is your boy D for you smart and intelligent folks out here. Listen, that just simply means Ed. Today's episode is entitled, What is Assumptions in Project Management? Come here. See, in the world of assumptions in project management, where every decision hinges on clarity and accuracy, all of this is underlying of assumptions. I'm going to give you a 7-point framework as I normally do. Point number one, we're just jumping right into the content. Foundation of project planning. Listen, assumptions from the bedrock of project planning provide you a basis of which project decisions are made and actions are taken. Those two words are key. Made and action. I should say that whole sentence, but made and actions, because a lot of times when decisions are made, there's no follow-up or no action. It's just, oh yeah, we talked about that. And what's next? So again, the foundation of proper project planning. You thought I was going to say it, and I am. If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Anyway, let's move on to point number two. Implicit and explicit assumption. What does that mean, ED? Project managers deal with both implicit and explicit assumptions. So implicit meaning, let's say, being taken for granted. Sometimes I've seen in my career where exceptional project managers sometimes can be taken for granted. And it's not because they're not being appreciative. I know that contradicts being taken for granted, but hear me out, family. The reason why I say that is because of the fact that when you get someone that is delivering consistently, providing you that clear communication, where you are in the project, managing and leading stakeholders effectively, equipping your team effectively, it's like, wow. I mean, it's sometimes you just forget. So it's always important if you are a leader over a project manager or PMO or whatever, make sure you check in with your project managers and tell them, hey, man, I really appreciate how you delivered that message. I'm glad we gave it to you because you really exemplify what it means to deliver excellence. So again, I mean, we need encouragement just like you do, family. So again, now the other side of that is an explicit assumption. These are things that are stated and acknowledged. Like, for instance, was stated and not acknowledges, yeah, we all agree that this is going to happen. So I stated it, you acknowledged it, and we're moving on. And as you know, we're going to take action. Let's move on. Risk identification. Listen, assumptions serve as a gateway for identifying potential risk. Family, as you're leading your project, one of the first steps is first identifying risk. You should be consistently identifying risk throughout your whole project and finding and being creative. Like, what if this happens? What would we do? What if this happens? I feel like we got away from that. I remember as a kid growing up, and we used to, you know, I used to have that curiosity. And so I started developing that curiosity again, asking why. Like, why are we doing that? Why haven't we looked at it this way? Why can't we? And it's not that I'm trying to challenge. I'm just trying to make you think. And not just do it just because a lot of times, family, what happened, I remember one time I was in a meeting, asked that same question. I said, why are we doing it that way? And the stakeholder said, well, that's how we always done it. Whew. I put it on mute. I just did. Once I brought it on down, came back on. I went back on mute. I said, I understand that, but have you ever thought about us trying to do it a different way? No, I haven't. Okay. Well, let's try a different way and see what the results is. So sometimes, family, you can get so caught up in just doing it the same way and doing it the same way, and because the results are there, but have we ever tried to find different ways to do the same thing but get better results? I'll leave you with that. Point number four, impact on project scope. Listen, unrecognized assumptions, oh my goodness, it could lead to scope creep that is unbearable. I tell you, everybody, if you've ever had scope creep on a project and you're fighting day in and day out to protect that scope, like protecting your scope is like protecting your home base. Like, you're like, no, we're not doing that. Wait a minute, let me explain when I say that, because I know I'll have some seasoned project managers listening. It's like, well, all change is not bad, and you're right. But we have to follow a system and a process if we're going to make a change to the scope. We're just not going to change it all willy-nilly and start adding and removing things without doing a proper change management process. Point number five, assumptions validation. Now, what does that mean? Project managers validate assumptions by seeking data, conducting research, and watch this, consulting with stakeholders to minimize ambiguity. Let me unpack that last part, because I really truly believe we forget about the human touch of things. And when I say the human touch, meaning having that conversation with stakeholders. I remember one of the biggest things I used to enjoy doing, and a lot of project managers didn't enjoy that, was collecting requirements. And the reason why I enjoyed collecting requirements, it wasn't because of collecting requirements, but it was the interaction that I got to learn more about their role, some of the things that maybe went wrong on other projects. So I turned it into a full-blown one-on-one to understand what are they looking for? What are your expectations for this project? A lot of times we don't have that conversation with our stakeholders. Like, what are you expecting to get out of this? Because a lot of times, as I've stated before, frustration comes from expectation. If I have a certain expectation, let's say you and I are doing business together and we both have an expectation, I have the expectation that I plan to receive my fee at the end of the month, and in the end of the month come, I don't receive a fee, and the next month come, like, first of all, after that day, we would have already had issues and concerns, but the point is that I would have been frustrated because I had a certain expectation. And if you didn't communicate to me, like, hey, let me explain what's going on, then that frustration, continues to rise. So, family, when you are actually leading a project, that engagement with your stakeholder, that's why they call it stakeholder engagement, that is a lost art. If you really want to win at this thing I love that you are eventually going to fall in love with called project management, it truly makes sense to really get engaged with your stakeholders. And just don't talk about just the project-y things. Try and learn more about your stakeholder. What do they enjoy doing? What do they do outside of work for their hobbies and things like that? And again, I talk about that in the book, Magnetic Project Manager. So I hope you want to pick up a copy. Let's move on to point number six, documentation. And my favorite thing, communication. Oh, I'm sorry. I started salsa dancing. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just having too much fun at this. But anyway, documentation and communication. What that means is basically being transparent. Now, I know a lot of people feel uncomfortable with being transparent because some of the news that they're bearing is maybe not being good news. However, that is not up to you. What is up to you is to deliver the message in a concise, conform way in which the person that's receiving the message understands, and that you open yourself for feedback, open yourself up to explain the reason why we are where we're at or what is going on, whether there is personal or business, being able to articulate it in a well way. And it's not about attacking somebody and saying, hey, this is where we're at. I had an expectation to receive these particular documents. I didn't get it. We're behind, period. I mean, it's so self-explanatory. So, family, I don't want to use the word afraid, but don't be cautious to be transparent, because when you work in an amazing organization and with amazing leadership, they're going to be seeking transparency. They're not going to want you to hide anything, because the more transparent you are, the better they can assist you and better just provide the resources that's going to be required to run that project and lead that project successfully. Last and final point. Reevaluation throughout the project. That term is almost sort of like a scrum approach, where you're always reevaluating the sprints that you've completed, that over whether you run a 2, 4, 3, whatever timeline. But being able to reevaluate continuously, reassessing the assumptions throughout the whole project life cycle. And then having the ability to, if you need to pivot or adapt or make a change that makes sense for the project, for the customer, for the organization, to have the courage to write up that change ticket and articulate it in a way of the reason why we need to make this change. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.